Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Pray that you are ready to study His Word and that you want to receive from God. And so, as we begin our study today, let's go to Him in prayer and ask Him to bless us in our time together. Heavenly Father, we thank You that we have this time to share in Your Word. As we study Your Word, we know that Your Holy Spirit is right here with us, ready to teach us and guide us into all truth. And Lord, I pray that He do so today and then empower us to live according to those truths, that we may be pleasing in Your eyes, to learn more about You, Your Son Jesus, and Your ways. And we ask all these things in Your precious Son Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Why Do I Suffer Persecution? It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 11. The ways of those who promoted false teaching in the days of Paul the Apostle are not unlike many that promote them today. They will go to whatever lengths to have others believe what they are saying is true. Paul knows the ones who teach these ideas are like leaven among the Galatians, and now they are stretching their lies to the point of including Paul as one of their promoters. He wrote in chapter 5 and verse 11 of the book of Galatians, And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. Paul begins this question with a revealing phrase, And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision. What? Paul preaching circumcision? Where did that come from? The idea is that there were those among the false teachers who were saying that even Paul was preaching that the Gentiles should be circumcised. Paul was, of course, a Jew and a Pharisee as well. He wrote to the Philippian church in chapter 3 and verses 4 through 6 in the book of Philippians, Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man think that he has whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more, circumcised the eighth day. Of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. However, he also wrote this in verse 7, But what things were gained to me, those I counted lost for Christ. Paul did not promote circumcision as a way of salvation. But he was being used by the false teaching Judaizers as one who did. Paul asked, Why do I yet suffer persecution? In other words, if he is a promoter of this teaching, then why is he still being persecuted for not teaching it? It makes no sense. If Paul was really preaching the same doctrine as these Judaizers were, then he would not be suffering for it. However, Paul was suffering, and those who knew him were aware that he suffered. He goes on to say, Then is the offense of the cross ceased. If the teaching of circumcision is correct, and Paul is a promoter of it, then there would be no need for the offense of the cross. The gospel of Jesus Christ would be of no effect if these teachings are true. However, they are not true, and Paul attempts to show the Galatians and any who read his words the futility of these arguments. The Judaizers would have had no problem with the cross of Christ as long as their customs and laws were kept as well. However, to say that belief in Jesus dying on the cross and being raised from the dead was enough for salvation caused them great problems. This is where Paul's problem lies. He did not promote their ideas and he was persecuted for it. The cross was an offense to the Judaizers because what happened there was complete. And those who place their trust in Jesus' substitutionary sacrifice will be saved. For the Judaizers, the offense of the cross is not ceased, and nor will it be for anyone who promotes ideas that are to the contrary. Next time, we will see the desire that Paul has for these false teachers. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.